Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Let's Chat. I hope you guys are doing well. I know it's been a while since I've recorded once again. I know, guys, bear with me. Life has been really crazy in the past year. I'm not even gonna lie. I've had so many changes in my personal life, like, it's unreal. And some of that I will be bringing to the podcast. So definitely stay tuned. But I know I've been away and I came back for a little bit and then I stepped away again because sometimes you have to step away from things to get yourself in a position and where you can fully register your time, your heart, your emotions into the things that you love. I really enjoy, you know, coming on here and sharing my thoughts with you guys and expressing my opinions because I started this podcast at the height of the pandemic, like literally maybe a month and a half or 2 months after we were still as a nation, as a country, still trying to understand what COVID-19 was and the health impact that it was having, you know, globally. And I really found it calming. And it was a really great way of me to tap in and to express myself as a creative. And I've met some really great people along the way. And I've been able to express myself and my feelings and my thoughts. And it's just been a great platform to have. Now that I'm in 2022, as I stated, a lot has changed in my life. And if I'm going to be honest, I'm still navigating the differences and the changes. And I'm the type of person where I feel like if so much is going on in my life, I can't comfortably balance being authentic and transparent and at the same time dealing with the emotions that I have, living life, working, being a mom, and handling the nuances of all these different changes and life differences that I have. And I realized that I've always will speak on how communication is so important. And I think I effectively communicate when I'm in that headspace. When I'm not in the headspace to communicate, I know that I can either shut down or I can get really rattled really quickly and really bothered. And I'm learning that as someone who is a planner, as someone who enjoys knowing what's going on, that we're not going to be privy to that information in life. And I decided I didn't want to miss out anymore. I didn't want to hold myself up. I didn't want to not share because my life didn't look picture perfect. And I just thought, whose life is picture perfect? And I know sometimes we get on Instagram and everything is so curated and everything, you know, is marketed in a way where you're just like, oh my God, I need to get my shit together. And I just realized I would never be out. I would never showcase myself. I would never highlight and shine focus on me and show up in a genuine, natural way if I'm constantly waiting for the perfect time. There's not a perfect time. I realize that. There's not a perfect time in everything. And even when we think it's perfect, life has a funny way of telling us that it's not. And so I decided that I'm just going to boldly step out. and push myself into spaces that make me feel uncomfortable. And instead of waiting for things to be finalized and be done and then I can do X, Y, and Z, I'm going to do it while all of this is happening. And while it's all unfolding or progressing or even not, like, I'm just done hiding. And I realized that my very outgoing nature, and it's still there, but I realized that I naturally just used to be really outgoing, didn't care what the situation was. And as time and as life has dealt its cards with me, I slowly started to regress. And then I would then only showcase certain sides of me when I'm comfortable. And I think it has a lot to do with trust, because I have a very difficult time trusting people. I can now say that openly without feeling any type of way. I don't trust people. Lots of love, less on trust. And that's just because life has burned me. And not only just in a romantical way, but like with friendships, with family. I mean, there's just disappointments after disappointments after disappointment. Confusion, hurt, betrayal, trust, distrust. I mean, there's so many that you just... I found myself curling within myself and just being like, you know what? I can protect myself. I can protect my heart. I can protect this if I don't relinquish, if I don't let go, if I keep this invisible wall electrocuted gate up. And I'm not gonna lie, it worked. It worked in spaces where I knew I wasn't appreciated. Or it worked in spaces where I knew that I didn't belong, or I didn't fit in, or I wasn't welcomed. So having that protective layer definitely did help. But when it came into my personal life, not so much. And I mean, there's no shocker there. I mean, we all are gated and we all have our issues and we all have our traumas that we have to deal with. And I think for me, I didn't want to put a voice to it, because putting a voice to it will acknowledge it, and I just couldn't articulate. And I could articulate, I just didn't want to verbalize what was going on, because it just made it even more real. So all last year, I went through a lot of shit, guys. You know, starting over in every way possible is it's not an easy feat, you know. And on top of that, I have a daughter who's only 4, so trying to navigate how I was feeling through it all and then still have to show up day in and day out for my daughter was very hard. There was times where I wanted to pick up, you know, my phone, and just have diarrhea of the mouth. I wanted to be like, let me tell you guys what it's like dealing with an ex who just won't da 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 fill in the blank. Let me tell you guys about how moving on looks like after you have a child. Let me tell you guys what dating with a child looks like. Let me tell you guys what, you know, like all of these different things I wanted to share, and I'm going to share them, because I realized I don't need to hide. I'm not built to be in the dark. I'm not a fucking cockroach that scampers throughout the night. I'm never going to live my life in secret and in hiding because of fear of what other people's perception or thoughts might be about me. At the end of the day, these people don't pay my bills. They don't check on me. They don't ask me how I'm doing. I mean, they don't add any value in my life outside of gossip. And gossip is gossip. It comes, it goes, and it is entertainment relief, right? From real life. So I decided that 2022 is the year of transparency and putting myself out there more and really backing me and backing what I can do and backing just myself. I mean, if you go and check out my Instagram pages, so my podcast Instagram page is let's_chat podcast, and my personal page is at Living Life Jen. I've really been putting myself out there. At one point in time, I wasn't. And I mean, putting myself out there, like, in my post. I used to just post Insta stories from time to time and never really gone really personal. And I always envied people who could, because that's what I want to do. I know the type of person I am. It's just that I just was guarding myself. And I don't even know what I was guarding myself. Well, actually, no, I know. I was guarding myself off of what people would say. And coming from an African household and background, and where, you know, keeping quiet is huge. Like, don't share what's going on in your life. Don't say what's going on. People will talk. Da, da, da. I'm like, people talk anyways. Like, people talk anyways. So what the fuck? So am I supposed to cocoon myself because I'm trying to not hear the opinions of other people? The opinions of other people are going to be expressed whether I like it or not. So this episode is going to be really, really short. And it's just me saying to you guys, I'm back. I know I said this last year, but I'm back for real, for real. So definitely we'll be going more into depth about the different changes that happened in 2021 that has shaped the new, more outspoken, transparent, and very visible me. I will be discussing about my former relationship, moving on, the process with that, dating with a child, the stigmas, the stereotypes, and other relationship inquiries and dramas that pop up in our societies and that are kind of being spoken about at the current moment in time. And obviously getting different perspectives along the way. So thank you guys for staying tuned. I know that it's been a while, but I hope that you guys will continue to stay on this journey with me as I talk to you guys about everything dating, relationships, and friends. So I can't wait to share with you guys more upcoming episodes, and I'll see you guys later. Thanks. Bye.